831-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. The second half hour of hour number one. You just heard the commercial for Tom Curtis, the gun doctor. Well, during the discussion earlier about the rear window stickers, asking you to put them on your vehicle to help us increase our ratings with the Nielsen ratings here in the first quarter, got a text from them. They said that they still have window stickers in the shop. So if you'd like to go visit them, you want to perhaps look at trading in or selling a firearm that you're no longer using, get credit toward a new firearm. Maybe you need some gunsmithing work done on something. I got to bring Vicky's let's see, which one is that? That's the 380. She needs a trigger job, so I'm going to have Tom shorten the pull on it and clean it up for her. Go visit them. 99, excuse me. This morning frog is not wanting to die in my throat. 9996 Pickerel Lake Road. 9996 Pickerel Lake Road, Petoskey, Michigan. You can give them a call, 231-347-3487. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. They have rear window stickers there at the shop. Thank you, Karen. Greatly appreciate that text message reminder. Matt Hall, the new incoming Republican speaker, has put together some subcommittees in House oversight. I mentioned it briefly in the MERS news service. Well, this exclusive story comes to us via the Midwesterner News. Kyle Olson wrote, incoming speaker will have six oversight committees that will be scrutinizing Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Attorney General Dana Nessel, and Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Incoming House Speaker Matt Hall is expanding oversight committees that will carefully scrutinize Governor Gretchen Whitmer's administration and other aspects of state government. A Republican source familiar with Hall's thinking tells the Midwesterner. According to the source, Hall plans six oversight committees. Weaponization of state government will be one. Well, that is long overdue. Child welfare system, corporate subsidies and state investments, public health and food security, homeland security and foreign influence, and state and local public assistance programs. Hall's creation of these subcommittees is unprecedented and reflects an anticipated vigorous investigation into Governor Gretchen Whitmer's policies and decisions in particular. But it's also expected that the subcommittees will be reviewing Attorney General Dana Nessel's actions, as well as those of Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. For example, previous reports on numerous Republican activists and operatives who have been charged with serious crimes during Attorney General Dana Nessel's tenure. While she ignored allegations that the Michigan Democratic Party treasurer allegedly committed insurance fraud. She didn't even look at that information, that story, those alleged activities. Why? Well, because it was done by a Democrat. She goes after Republicans. She doesn't go after Democrats. It's very well known, documented. We've talked about it many times on this show. The source tells the Midwesterner that Hall is intending to change the culture of Lansing to ensure that taxpayer dollars are being used solely for the public benefit. I can applaud that. So many of these economic development funds, billions of dollars here, billions of dollars there, going to these corporations who promise to bring jobs to Michigan, doesn't happen. No accountability, no payback of those grants. Well, if it doesn't benefit the public, Hall is going to investigate. Perfect example, the Democrat legislature and the governor, Whitmer, awarded subsidies to two politically connected companies, Fay Bay Dunes Global Link International and Complete Healthcare Campus in Clare, Michigan. Well, after public outrage, the Democrats introduced a bill to claw back a combined $45 million to those two companies. However, the bills went nowhere. The newly formed Corporate Subsidies and State Investments Subcommittee will now have the potential to find these type of abuses of taxpayer dollars. Neither the Oversight Committee chair nor subcommittee leaders were revealed. But Hall's anticipated plan gives the Oversight Committee its most significant oversight authority in Michigan's legislative history. It's never been done before in the state of Michigan. Additionally, as mentioned in the other story, the House Oversight Committee will now have subpoena power. They will be able to obtain documents and correspondence. And they can even subpoena the records of state representatives if they plan to vote on a certain bill. This is information that is coming from an unnamed source. Nobody wants to admit that they leaked this information to the Midwesterner. Pretty interesting. One of the first things that I think this new subcommittee needs to look at, the Senate Fiscal Agency Economic Outlook Report and Budget Review. Money is pouring into the state coffers at a much higher rate than the state's bean counters projected back in May last year, 2024. We have more revenue coming in. Final end of the year numbers for the Consensus Revenue Estimating Conference show that the state closing fiscal year 2024 back on its fiscal calendar of September 30th had $126.3 million more than what was expected in its general fund and school aid fund combined. In the fiscal year 2025 budget, which started on October 1st, the governor and state lawmakers have $1.2 billion more than what they thought due to revenue increases, basically coming from everywhere. Income taxes, sales tax, business taxes, and insurance taxes. Everything is increased except for cigarette taxes and lottery revenues. So, of course, they're going to mail a check out to every single one of us, right? It's our money. It's taxes that they've collected from us, we the people. So they'll take that roughly $1 billion, divide it by the number of people here in the state of Michigan, and every resident, citizen, somebody who's here legally in the state of Michigan will get a check, right? Not so fast. With the numbers getting better, looking at the fiscal year 2026 budget, which is what they're going to be working on, the governor and the lawmakers begin the work this month to prepare for the passing of the new budget later this year. Well, immediately, they start off with an unexpected $1.2 billion in their coffers. Now, of course, the current Michigan Democratic Party chairwoman, LaVara Barnes, wants to take credit for it. These new projections prove that the Democrats are building a future here in Michigan where we can grow the economy, run a fiscally responsible government, and take care of our communities at the same time. Referring, of course, to the Democrats' trifecta when they control the House, the Senate, and the governor's office. Yeah, but there's only one problem with that statement. What is it? We'll get into it right after the break. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
is from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust, or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber, either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Michigan Democratic Party Chairwoman LeVar Burns wants to take credit for this excess revenue due to the fact that the Democrats were in control of the House, Senate, and the governor's office. The only problem is most of this revenue came from Washington, D.C. for the last 2 years of Joe Biden's administration. That money is not coming from Washington anymore. Donald Trump made it very clear yesterday in his press conference that the Republicans are hitting the ground running, and they are going to do some things that will absolutely change the climate in Washington, D.C. First of all, he's expanding the United States. We will be purchasing Greenland from the Danish government. He's already got Justin Trudeau to resign from Prime Minister of Canada, joking about making Canada our 51st state, and that maybe Wayne Gretzky, the great NHL hockey player, should be the new Prime Minister or Governor of Canada. Donald Trump's going to rename the Gulf of Mexico. It's going to be called the Gulf of America. Donald Trump is going to take back the Panama Canal. And as Jimmy Carter lays in state right now in the Capitol in Washington, D.C., his funeral will be tomorrow. In the press conference yesterday, Donald Trump said, and he didn't mean to do this based on the timing of his death and him being in Washington in state, but Jimmy Carter's the president that gave control of Panama Canal over to their government, who have now sold out to the Chinese. Chinese workers handle all of the operations of the Panama Canal, and they charge American ships more than they charge other countries that go through the Panama Canal, and we're the ones that paid for it, and we're the ones that built it. the money is drying up. And looking at all of this corporate welfare coming to a stop, former Speaker of the House Jace Bolger said less corporate welfare will now mean more money available for taxpayers' priorities. All of these surpluses can now be steered to help fix Michigan's roads, as has been suggested by House Republican majorities for years. Well, that's one of the plans Matt Hall, the new speaker, has. Long-term road funding formula, redirecting much of this corporate welfare. And one of the other things that you have to look at, when compared to previous fiscal years, Michigan's personal income rose by 4.9%. New jobs only saw an increase of 0.8%. Wage and salaries incomes increased 5.6%. Well, this report expects that Michigan's economic growth will essentially mirror the economic growth of the United States. We will see a slowdown in employment rates and possibly an increase in unemployment here over the next fiscal year budget. Well, what you just said is an oxymoron. Because if you think our economy is going to mirror that of the United States, with all the things that Donald Trump's going to do, sorry, your pessimistic attitude is not warranted. What Donald Trump is going to do is going to absolutely explode the United States economy. Investments coming in from foreign countries. Japan just basically saying they're going to invest $100 billion in the United States. United Arab Emirates, they said yesterday $20 billion coming for AI and data centers, which is going to require more energy from the grid. We're going to see more nuclear energy, hydrogen energy, all kinds of alternatives to produce electricity. He's shutting down solar panels and wind turbine projects at the federal level. We're fighting it at the local level here Friday. 2 days, we will be at the Iron Pig downtown location at 12 noon. Come by, have lunch, listen to the conversation. Dr. Jeff will be in the house talking about cancer. Half hour with Dr. Jeff. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com,